what the report was from the NCAA. It appeared that Rich Rodriguez and his football program, his football staff, were never in compliance from day one that they were on campus. They were never in compliance. They never complied with what the paper requirements were. They were never reported properly. They were never in compliance from day one. The problem is, I know Judy Van Horn, and I know Ann Villano. They are terrific at their jobs.
Absolutely. What do you think happened there? Because we talked about this a little bit last time. It's clear they eventually admitted there were no papers filed. So what happened? She knows her job. They didn't file any papers. So did she sit back and say, hey, it's been a year, we haven't got anything? Or did someone step in and say, it's cool?
I don't understand. The only time a kind of a light bulb went off above my head was when Dave Brandon was standing up at the podium handling the media when the report came out. Now, you know, I'm just a lawyer, but I'm going, the first thing that hit me was, you don't have the job yet. I mean, that was the first thing that hit me. Dave, you're doing a terrific job, and I really like the way you're handling it. Obviously, you have a lot of media savvy from dealing with the various companies that you've run over the years. But what the hell are you doing there? Because you don't have the job yet, and what are they calling you? I don't know, AD Pro Tem? I don't know, prospective future AD, maybe whenever you take the job, AD, but as far as I know, when he stood up there, he was not the athletic director of the University of Michigan. The athletic director of the University of Michigan was unbelievably conspicuous in his absence. And that was the first time it clicked on in my head. And it was almost like doing, I know Judy and Ann, and I know the people in the compliance department. They're terrific. And I know because they were on my ass all the time, and I know how good they do their jobs. And Rich Rodriguez and the football program are never in compliance. And I've been in the business world a long time, as you have. If you've got somebody in another department and you need the paperwork that they have, and you need the reports that they have, and they won't give them to you, who do you go to?
Go to the boss.
You go to the boss, and what do you say to the boss? I need these reports to do my job. You have to tell them to give me what I need to do my job. And the boss is Bill Martin. And Bill Martin had to go to Rich Rodriguez and say, I know this is the way you did it in West Virginia. This is Michigan. We're watching a little more closely than you are because nobody can find, you know, West Virginia. And by the way, if they do, they got to find a couple of hillbillies with no teeth, and then they direct them to where the campus is. So this is different here. People know where Ann Arbor is and what the University of Michigan is. We comply with what's required by the NCAA here. You need to give Judy and Ann and the compliance department those reports. And you need to do it now. And if you don't do it now, then I'm going to have to be crawling up your ass, and it's not going to be a comfortable feeling. So make it happen. Make it happen now. This is the way we do it here at Michigan. I'm pretty sure that conversation never took place. Bill Martin never told Rich Rodriguez that he and his staff would have to give Judy Van Horn and the entire compliance department the reports that they need to do their jobs. Which is why Bill Martin was not standing there. And I get a pretty good indication, I think Bill Martin's going to get hung out to dry in the final report. That reports were requests were made repeatedly to Rich Rodriguez and his staff by the compliance department, that the non-compliance was reported to Bill Martin, the athletic director at the University of Michigan, and Bill Martin never required Rich Rodriguez or his football program to submit the necessary reports to bring the program into compliance.